Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan says she's keeping her options open about whether to have a state trial of convicted Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev for the murder of MIT police officer Sean Collier. A federal jury sentenced Tsarnaev to death for the killing of three people during the marathon bombings. He was also convicted on charges related to Collier's murder. Over the summer, D.A. Ryan released a statement saying that she would try Tsarnaev on state charges for Collier's murder. But many criticized her then, and they said it wasn't necessary to waste resources on another trial that could just re-traumatize some of the bombing victims. The Boston Globe today accuses Ryan of backpedaling on whether to go forward with this state trial. When D.A. Ryan came into our studios today, we asked her to clarify if she does plan to have a state trial or not.
It's not my intention to be doing anything right now. My expectation is the federal government will continue to hold the defendant through that appeals process. And as that happens, we will continue to evaluate where we are. But right now, this is an insurance policy. We are preserving our rights should something ever, in the unlikely event that something should ever change with that federal conviction. That's all that's happening. We have never been going to try to get the defendant back from the federal government and bring him back here to have another trial right now. And we've been fortunate in there's been some changes in Massachusetts law that give us a little bit more time to just continue to wait and evaluate our options.
What is the time frame?
We probably have about 4 years before we're going to have to actually do anything further to preserve our rights.
4 years from right now?
About four years from right now, yeah.
Okay. The Globe today says you're backpedaling on your initial comments that you made in July in terms of having a state trial.
My position has been consistent. We had a police officer executed in Middlesex County, and I have an obligation to preserve our rights. And that's what I'm doing, just like anyone has insurance for anything.
What does Sean Collier's family want? Do they want a trial?
I think, right now, everyone knows the trauma of what happened and the process of the trial. It's really way too soon to be evaluating that. And there's no need to be doing that right now, because right now we are at the very, very early stages of a long, complicated appeals process.
Because we know during the marathon bombing trial, there were some family members of victims who said, we don't want to go through this whole issue with the death penalty because it'll be more retrials, more appeals. So they said enough already. It's damaging to the victims. Is this something that you're thinking about as you consider whether to go forward with charges for the murder of Sean Collier?
That discussion about the death penalty or the feelings of folks that were involved in that trial is something that they dealt with the U.S. Attorney's Office. It doesn't really affect this, because obviously Massachusetts doesn't have the death penalty. And obviously, I'm sure there was a full hearing by the U.S. attorney before they made some decisions of how they were going to proceed with the case.
Mm-hmm. But have you asked the Collier family if they would want a trial, or you haven't?
There's not something going to happen right now. And I think that's one of the pieces that's been a little confusing. There is a very long multi-year process. There's nothing to be happening right now. There is no conversation that needs to be had, because we don't know where we'll be. If the federal conviction is affirmed and the defendant is facing a death sentence, obviously that's where that's going to resolve itself. If something, the very unlikely event that something ever happened and that conviction was overturned, would be in a very different position. So it's premature to be having any of those kind of conversations.
But we might not know that in 4 years.
May not know that in 4 years, and we'll have to see where we are then. How the appeals are progressing, where they are. We know, for instance, something this week that we didn't know last week, which is we know that Judge O'Toole has at least denied the initial motions. I certainly expect in 4 years or so we'll have much more information.
But if it is still going on at that point, and it appears, he's facing so many charges, and it appears that nothing is changing, do you think that you would essentially drop this request for a state trial because it would be redundant?
If, in fact, we were at a position where those convictions have been affirmed and there's about to be resolution through the execution of that sentence, there would be nothing to be done further. So we can't, and one of the things in dealing with cases and these issues is we take the process one step at a time. We deal with the information as we have it. That's why it's premature to be thinking about where we're going. Nothing is happening right now.
Okay. Middlesex County District Attorney Marian Ryan, I want to thank you for coming in on this holiday. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
And stay with us. Coming up, how some gun dealers and health researchers are coming together in New Hampshire to try to help prevent suicides. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.